Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We agreed why the news about the University of Houston's offensive coordinator came out on Saturday morning right before the NFL kicked off for the weekend. And it's because they wanted everybody to forget about it by Monday.
You could say, well, we don't know what they knew. Should a guy be banned for life because of that? If I'm the University of Houston, I don't need this. Why even mess with it? There's plenty of really good coordinators out there. And to do it on a Saturday, they know that it's a chicken bleep move. If Georgia's going to win, Sony Michel has to have some big breakaway runs. As much as I think Chubb is terrific, Michelle's the explosive guy who can turn a 2-yard gain into an 80-yard run, and that's a guy that's going to have to break through for him.
Because they don't have a generational quarterback. Fromm's fine, but he's nothing to write home about. I just don't see how they're going to present anything to Alabama that they're not ready for.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. Game is going to be on both stations. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir.
And tomorrow we will be out early at 5:30 because we have Aggie basketball. So we will not be on SportsMap 94.1 tomorrow.
Oh.
That's also correct, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I noticed.
Sorry, Map.
You know what I've actually done, John? I've started reading your emails that you send
That's
out.
That's good of you.
So that I know these things. As I saw Aggie basketball, 5:30 to 8 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I guess that means we're off a little early on Tuesday. Fine, I'll find some place to go drink beer after work. Of course, getting off at 5:30 kind of sucks for us because it takes almost, I'm almost home the same time because of traffic.
Yeah. So. What time's kickoff tonight?
That's at 7, I believe.
Kickoff's at 7? That's the stupidest. I hate when they do that. That means I'm going to have to listen to the first quarter on the radio.
Yeah, it's at 7.
But then when they kick off at 8, people complain. It's up. We're up to
The East Coast always complains. It's almost midnight.
Be up until after
Monday.
Midnight.
Hey, quick shout out for SportsMap. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events with great commentary, including A.J. Hoffman's take on the Kendall Briles story, which is now up. So you can check that out. You can read what AJ had to say about that. If you missed what he had to say about it at the top of the show, you can read about it because he wrote the same thing. And he also has his college basketball thing up, which is very good. And we've got a gambling preview for the Georgia game up from Jerry Bowe. Go check that out. That's good stuff. And a lot of other good things today. So busy day on the map.
Dimitri asked, do y'all think Tyrod Taylor would be a good backup for Watson? Is it plausible? I don't think it's plausible because I think Tyrod Taylor will get paid by some bad team to be their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I think that the Texans need to get a veteran backup quarterback, but I don't think it's going to be – I don't think they're going to be that lucky. If Tyrod Taylor was your backup quarterback, I mean, that's awesome. Tyrod Taylor's just not a good starting quarterback. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's – that's a guy, if he needed to come in and win a couple games.
Yeah.
Now, it almost does not matter if you have a situation like you did with Deshaun Watson. It almost doesn't matter if he's out for the year. If Tyrod Taylor had come into this team, they weren't making the playoffs or doing anything.
Right.
But if he's only hurt for a couple of weeks, he's going to miss 3 games. Yeah, you'd like to have a guy like that. 713-780-ESPN. Here's your number if you want to get in. I guess we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Newspaper headlines are usually kind of fun. I love the New York tabloids. They always come up with fun headlines. The Times-Picayune of New Orleans
yeah.
came up with quite an interesting one. One of my good friends was sports editor there for a while. I don't know if he's still there, if he's moved on to something bigger, but it sounds like something he would do. But the headline in the Times-Picayune today says, the Panthers already have a new owner, the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I think that's newspapers should do a little more of that. They should have a little more fun because, you know, they need to do something.
Yeah.
Regardless. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Hey, did you pay any attention to the Golden Globes winners?
No.
I have to say they got one right. Yesterday morning, we went to like an early show because there was a theater right across the street. It's saw Darkest Hour, which I didn't think I was going to be that interested in, about Winston Churchill.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Really?
Gary Oldman was through the roof on this thing, and I saw that he won Best Actor for that, which he should have. I mean, he was just incredible. And it's just kind of a little snapshot of sort of his first month as prime minister. And I really didn't think I was going to like it. I was blown away. I thought the whole movie was fantastic. So,
all right.
A two thumbs up, and you know, Gary Oldman was incredible. So
it's a strong recommendation.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminded me of...
It's not in every theater, though, right? You got to go to like...
it was in AMC. It was in AMC.
Okay.
Because that's where we were. And, man, it's one of those nice AMCs with the reclining seats and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Because I like the reclining seat because I figured if I didn't like the movie, I could fall asleep.
It's always a nice backup plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Because unfortunately, the Broncos are saying Taylor could be a good fit as a starter.
Yeah, that's I don't think that's the answer. But to be fair, look at what they've had in Denver. I mean, how much of an upgrade is he over what they've had? It's significant.
It's significant. Is it significant enough to get you back to playoffs? Maybe.
It could be.
Maybe. So my girlfriend, who's a part-time blitzer, she has to listen when she's in the car with me, won Miss Texas this past weekend. She's a big fan of the Gym of the Day.
Nice.
So congratulations, Miss Texas.
How'd she do in the bikini portion of the contest?
Well, he didn't give any details.
He didn't send any pictures?
No, it's a text. We can't get pictures on the text line.
Dude, tweet that stuff. Let's see it. Let's see what she's
working
with.
I'm pretty sure you can Google her. You can probably Google Miss Texas.
Oh, well, that's not as fun.
So... Somebody asked me what I thought of Blade Runner 2049. I haven't seen it yet. I'll probably watch it this week because it's on demand now, and I got some free time at home, and I know that's not one the wife will want to watch. So
I don't want to watch it.
I will watch it.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
What we saw Saturday night from the Falcons, I think, was the Falcons finally learning their lesson. Because if the Falcons had just run the dadgum football in the second half against the Patriots, they would have been Super Bowl champions. And what did they do in a low-scoring game?
Ran it 39
Saturday?
Times.
That's exactly right. In a very tight game, they stayed committed to the run. They ran it 39 times. And that, more than anything else, to me, is why they are moving on to the postseason, because they didn't abandon something that has been very good to them.
I would agree with that. I mean, listen, Atlanta is still not the juggernaut offense we saw last
year,
but they're moving on. I like their defense. We know how Dan Quinn builds that defense. A little more undersized and speed and getting after the passer. That was an odd game out of them. You have to give Atlanta credit for what they did.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Bigger doesn't always mean stronger. Introducing the compact SUV from GMC, the all-new 2018 Terrain. Pack a punch. Bring the heat. Come back for more. Mighty like a pro. Terrain offers a new fold flat front passenger seat to carry objects up to 8 feet long and the choice of three turbocharged engines to personalize your ride. We are professional grade. GMC. Visit Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC in Angleton today.
Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
Poker players, you need a poker room, but not just any poker room. You need Lions Poker Palace. They offer a Vegas-style atmosphere with top-shelf accommodations and seating, complimentary valet, and self-parking with security inside and out. Lions offers tournaments 7 days a week, and you won't go hungry with a full late-night kitchen. Enjoy 10 tables and an abundance of TVs to view all things sports. Follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for tournaments and events. You'll find Lions at 6134 Richmond Avenue. Mention ESPN and get the first 2 hours of play for free.
Have you heard about the new special at Sawgrass Steakhouse? Surf and Turf with a New York strip and grill shrimp. This is my favorite. Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place to be with top shelf margaritas, a fireplace, and TVs to watch your favorite game. It's my new home away from home. Sawgrass Steakhouse, the best steaks in town. Sawgrass Steakhouse is all over Houston, College Station, Beaumont, Port Arthur, and more. Find the location nearest you and enjoy Surf and Turf. Sawgrass.com. I'll see you there.
Hey guys, if it's your New Year's resolution to get back in shape, why don't you make sure that your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be, because that could be robbing you of your energy and also turning that lean muscle mass into belly fat. Get your testosterone checked out at Men's T Clinic. They've got two locations here in Houston, in Cypress at 290 and Barker Cypress, also at 1801 Durham and I-10, and coming soon in Pearland at Shadow Creek Ranch. Call 713-568-1175. That's 713-568-1175, or go to menstclinic.com.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Mott says, I'm really surprised you guys are not super emotional about Oprah's speech. I didn't watch 1 second of it. I never watch any of those award shows.
Oprah does get me emotional, though.
She's very, well, I can't say that because it's AW. Never mind. I can't make any comments about Oprah after Weinstein.
You were going to have a sexual comment about Oprah?
No.
But if it were allowed, you would?
If it were before Weinstein, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would have said something very...
Look at you.
Very sexual, but I can't do that because we can't do anything anymore.
Okay.
Did you see that last night? NBC tweeted out a photo of Oprah and was like, our capital O-U-R, next president.
Oh, no.
Oprah. And then they deleted it.
Thank goodness.
So they're catching flack for that.
Yeah, I saw some people talking about that. I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't care to watch Golden Globes or Academy Awards or any of that crap. I don't care what any of these Hollywood elitists have to say about anything, frankly. So, but I'm interested in who wins. Like, I'll look at the list to see who won and see if they were right.
That's what I like.
And then when the nominations come out for the Academy Awards, I'll go and watch all the movies. So, I feel like I've already seen one. I'm pretty sure that this one's going to get nominated.
Yeah.
So, okay, we promised this guy advice, and we're going to get back to the college. We're going to preview the game a little bit more, I think, for the rest of the show. Says, I think my girlfriend is cheating on me with her ex. Do I contact him on Facebook, yay or nay? I need the truth. I don't think I'm getting it from her.
Dude, if you, I'll let you go first. What's your advice? Because I've got mine, but I don't want you to see
I'd like to hear yours because I have two or three thoughts here, but I'm.
My thought is, if you are to the point where you're going to message her ex-boyfriend, and that's the point that the relationship has gotten to, then you probably should just get out of the relationship altogether. Like, if the insecurity is that rampant, then it's not the relationship for you.
Either that, and that's, I think that's fair. Either that, or, you know, maybe you're just being paranoid. I mean, I don't know. I think if the reality is, if she's doing that, there's nothing you can do to change it. So you either accept the fact that maybe that's happening, or you move on, I think. But being suspicious is one thing, I think. But if you start reaching out to an ex, do you really think he's going to tell you the truth?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He's just, oh, no, of course nothing's happening. Or he's going to say, yeah, you know, she's come over here and done the trapeze act a few times. Is that going to make you feel better or worse?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think you just have to decide. I think you just have to make a decision on the relationship, my opinion, and what you can live with and what you can't.
Seeing what did you say the movie you watch or that you watch, Darkest Hour?
Darkest Hour, yeah.
That's it's on the list, at least of the Vegas list.
Yeah, what else is on there?
7-1, and it's a 3-way tie at the top. Dunkirk, The Post, and Lady Bird.
Okay, Dunkirk, I'm watching this weekend.
I watched Dunkirk.
What'd you think?
It's good. Yeah. Not like mind-blowing, but it was good.
The Post, I'm very interested in for obvious reasons.
Right.
I'll be seeing that very soon. Don't know anything about it. Oh, that is that the...
Lady Bird. I'm assuming it's about Lady Bird Johnson.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
8-1, Get Out.
I was never as high on that as you guys were.
I liked it.
I thought
it was
okay.
Best picture material, but I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was okay, and it was another one that was sold pretty hard to me.
17-2, you've got 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and The Shape of Water. And 9-1, Call Me By Your Name. 18-1, Darkest Hour and The Florida Project. 28-1, Mudbound.
Okay.
So, for what it's worth.
Interesting. Most of those on the list are actually movies I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I like anymore. Like, I watch it.
I like being surprised. And that's the thing. That's why I like this movie. Because when I went in there, I didn't have high expectations for it. Like Dunkirk, I've been holding off on because I have high expectations because it's Christopher Nolan.
Right.
And, you know, what I've heard, it's like, it's kind of like what you said.
Yeah.
So now that it colors my perception of a movie. If everybody sells me on something, it's like when everybody was trying to tell me Billions was as good a Game of Thrones. That was a horrible standard to set because there's no way it was going to come close to that. And when it didn't, I'm like, okay, I'm out on the show. And like when I went to see that movie, my expectation was pretty low. It's like, oh, it's going to be a Winston Churchill movie. I came out of it thinking, wow. And it reminded me of Spotlight. The first time I saw Spotlight, I had, when it won Best Picture, I hadn't seen it yet. And I'm like, well, okay, I got to see this. It sounds like the kind of movie that's going to be overrated. And it wasn't. You know, I was like, I left that going, wow. Big Short's another one. I didn't expect to leave that movie going, wow, that was bleeping great. But
yeah.
I did. So, J. Mark says Lady Bird is not about Lady Bird Johnson. It's a chick flick. Beware.
Well, listen, I'm not exactly crazy about Lady Bird Johnson movies.
Well, either, no, but I mean, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
You want the synopsis for Lady Bird?
Yeah.
Give it to me. Marion McPherson, a California nurse, works tirelessly to keep her family afloat after her husband loses his job. She also maintains a turbulent bond with a teenage daughter who is just like her, loving, strong-willed, and deeply opinionated.
That sounds hideous.
Yeah, I'm out on
that. I'm not watching that.
I don't want to watch that.
Somebody asked if you've seen Brawl on Cell Block 99. I saw the preview for that on when I was kind of going through DirecTV on demand to find something to watch. It kind of looked interesting. I'll probably watch it. All right. Matt says, you guys going to hit on the Texans GM search? Or shall I say Texans GM, no thank you? I'll dive in when they actually announce somebody. Yeah. I'm not real big on, oh, this guy would be good. Here's a name. When they hire somebody. Jeff says, here's a twist. What if he's cheating on her and wants to project her as cheating as a way to blame her for the relationship being in trouble? Okay, that's some next level thinking. It's also fairly common.
Yeah.
Not saying it's on him, but people do that. All right, the game tonight coming up. We talked earlier in the show about this, but you know, we got a lot of new people here on Sports Map. But I kind of think I think Alabama is going to be very tough to beat. We've talked about this before. You need a mobile quarterback who's explosive to beat Alabama. I think even Cardale Jones when they did it. And that was a guy who played at a very high level. And I just don't think Georgia has that. Now, I do think the one guy I like on Georgia who I think could be a difference maker is Sony Michel. I think if you can get him in space and make some big plays with him, and if Georgia can kind of pick up the pace on this and not play Alabama's game, which is what they do best, but maybe pick up the pace a little more like they did against Oklahoma because they had to, and get some points, I think they have a chance. But I think it's a small chance. I really like Alabama tonight to get it done.
Well, and the other thing is it seems to me like no one talks about it in college. They'll always do it in the NFL about travel schedules.
Yeah.
And Georgia's, I mean, they've sort of got a home game, but this is it. They're going cross country from California to Georgia and then from Athens to Atlanta. I mean, I think that's a factor. That's a lot of travel for a team. And then I just think that Jalen Hurts does a good enough job tonight. And I think Alabama does what they always do. Alabama specializes in stopping a team's run game. Georgia wins by running the football.
Yeah.
And if you ask me whose strength is going to win out, whether it's stopping the run or running the ball, it's always been stop the run. Alabama always stops the run.
And they've got most of their linebackers back that have been hurt, and that was a big difference. And you saw that against Clemson. I mean, Clemson wasn't able to do what Georgia's going to try to do. And guys, Alabama's defense is not Oklahoma's defense.
No.
And Georgia's going to have a much tougher time there. But I'm just hoping it's a close game, and I hope we get an exciting game, which is all you really ask for. Most of the time, the championship game has been pretty darn exciting. The last two certainly have been. So let's just hope that's what we get.
Well, I think it'll be a decent game. I don't know that it's going to be the most entertaining game. I think it's going to be low scoring.
Yeah, that's usually not my kind of game, but
no.
I
think I'm looking at like a 20-10 type game.
I hope it's at least 20-17 with a late field goal to win it.
No.
Oh, sorry.
What are you trying to do?
Never mind.
What?
How about a 27-20?
No, 24-17 with a late touchdown. Excuse me. Sorry.
My goodness.
I was just trying to think of it from a fan perspective for a second. My apologies.
Oh, you took the under as well, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's 24-44. 24-17 works.
Yeah.
But
yeah, okay. 24-17. Done. Deal.
God, 20-17 on a last-minute field goal.
No, I want it 17-17, and then Alabama scores on an interception with 14 seconds left.
A pick six?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take
that. And what did you get it at? 6.5?
4.5.
Four and a half?
3.5.
3.5?
Wow.
Yeah. I've got to look at my actual tickets. That's the only way for me to know.
Stadium looks pretty empty.
It's early, though.
You got 30 minutes till kick.
Well, I've got people out there partying.
Bama -3.5. I've got under 44. I've got Bama money lined with New Orleans money line from yesterday, the second half of that parlay. And I've got a tease of Bama +2.5 and under 50.
Hey, how about this? Bama 21-17.
21-17 works for me.
And Georgia has a lead late, and then Bama drives and scores a game-winning touchdown.
I'll accept that, but I don't think that's how it works, though. I don't think that's how it's going to happen. Bama's not really that come-from-behind type of a team.
They're 47-17, Bama.
Oh, no.
Somebody says people can't get into the stadium. It's a cluster bleep.
Oh, I bet.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. on the Blitz. Apparently, Jim Crane was speaking today and said they're actively pursuing a high-end starter, which is nothing really new. But Yahoo's Jeff Passan reported today they have spoken with the Pirates about Gerrit Cole, who's a name we talked about a lot last year as a potential addition. They have met with Yu Darvish and also interested in Arrieta. So I'd love to see him add. I think Gerrit Cole would be a really good addition.
And the for the Gerrit Cole, it's rumored that it's going to be either Tucker or what was the reliever they have, Whitley?
Honestly, one of those two. I don't even care. Any of those guys.
And
you can
Derek
have them.
Fisher.
Have them. Okay. Those are prospects. You got a window now where you can win. Yeah.
I feel like if they want Whitley for Cole, I'd do that immediately. You can find relievers anywhere.
Well,
I think reliever, I'd rather keep the reliever and trade the outfielders.
You think so?
They got outfielders all over the place. They got outfielders coming out of their damn ears. Everybody's worried about the future of the outfield. They got a good young outfield now. Worry about winning now while you got a good team. Quit worrying about
what
is going to be in 3 years.
Look how long
care.
It took you to win a World Series. Go ahead and try to get another one now while you can. There's no guarantee you're going to have all these guys much longer. Do what you need to do.
The New York Post has somebody, Ken Davidoff, published an article today saying that the Astros might be the new Red Sox for the Yankees.
Good.
Yeah.
The difference is, though, the Red Sox consistently go out there and spend a bunch of money.
Yeah. So he's talking about this Gerrit Cole thing. If they go ahead and pull the trigger on Gerrit Cole,
do it.
They're worth. Thinking about spending all this money on pitching and stuff.
That's nice that they think that, but aren't the Red Sox and Yankees in the same division and play each other 75 times a year? So,
And it sort of went under the radar, but and we never got a chance to talk about it, I guess, because it happened on. I want to say it happened on like the 30th or something like that, like a day that we were off. But the Rockies signed Wade Davis, who was
the best reliever
on the market.
We'll have to see if he's the best reliever once he gets into that ballpark. But I think that's a good signing for them. That's
3-year, $52 million with a player option for a fourth year. So that's pretty damn good. It's the biggest relief pitcher contract. It's $17.33 million annually. That's the highest relief contract ever. So that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I honestly don't blame the Astros for not throwing that money at a closer.
Yeah, I'm not big on throwing a bunch of money at a closer simply because I think you can find them elsewhere. And most of these guys that become closers, there's very few of them. Usually they're converted starters or they're prospects that you moved them to the bullpen in the minors. How many of these guys are high draft pick type guys that you know are going to be great closers? That just doesn't
–
it's not how it happens. And so I think you can find those guys. Once you get one, you got to pay them. But I don't know that I'd go out and get one. There's just so few of them that can do it year in, year out.
I mean, and when they fall off, it just falls off almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not a bad. I mean, I think he's good.
Oh yeah, I'd love to have him, but not for that.
Not for that money. I'm
because that means you're something else you're not going to have because of it,
and you're hindered on going out and finding a starter. And I continue to believe, especially if you get a Gerrit Cole or a Jake Arrieta, is there any reason why Lance McCullers can't move to the bullpen?
Well, I've been kind of with you on that from the beginning.
Like, what's more valuable, a closer or a number four starter? It's your closer.
Yeah, and I still think that Giles could develop into that guy, too. If you wind up with two of them, that's even better.
But if Giles is your eighth inning guy?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I do think McCullers would make a terrific closer.
I do, too. I know he doesn't like the idea of it, but sometimes you just got to say, I don't care what you like.
Wow, you know what? This could be a very interesting quarterback free agent group. Because, all right, leave Eli and Alex Smith out of it for a minute. But Kirk Cousins is going to be available.
Yeah.
You'll have both the Vikings guys, Teddy Bridgewater and Case Keenum. They'll have to make a decision on one of them.
One of them.
But
my assumption is I bet they can sign Teddy Bridgewater to a, I don't know. I don't know if it'd be a long-term deal, but a reasonable, like, show-me deal. But I might be wrong on that. And I, Case Keenum, if they keep him, I'm guessing they would franchise him and see if he's if it's fool's gold or not.
Yeah.
Because you, I don't want to be the guy that gives Case Keenum a five-year contract for big money.
Well, he's about he'll be 30 years old next year.
Yeah.
People forget that he spent a lot of time bouncing around. He was in college forever. Sam Bradford's the other one of that trio who's going to be available.
Sam Bradford may have the most, I mean, he's the most accomplished of them.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting choice for the Vikings because I think somebody might gamble on Teddy Bridgewater and give him a better deal. If I'm the Vikings, I'd offer like a one-year bridge deal kind of thing. I'd probably offer a one-year deal to both of them for a big chunk of money.
For Bradford?
Keenum and Bridgewater or Keenum and Bradford, one of the two. I'd let the other one walk. And I do think a team would be interested in Teddy Bridgewater.
I do, too. I think a team would be interested in all three of those guys.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be shocked if all three of them were starting in the league next year. I wouldn't say that, I mean, I can't name 32 quarterbacks right now better than all three of them. So,
yeah, and we don't know what Bridgewater's going to be, but, man, if you get what he looked like he was about to be before he got hurt, you got yourself a pretty good quarterback.
Yep.
And
it's somebody you can probably buy relatively low on.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know what the market's going to be for him. 1 year, $8 million maybe?
It seems like a value to me.
And then if it doesn't work out, it's 1 year.
Yeah, move on.
Or you do one of those two-year deals where everything's front-loaded and you can cut him the second year with no penalty.
Yeah.
And if he turns out to be something, you got a quarterback. But I think Keenum is going to get paid, but I don't know for how long. I certainly wouldn't give him more than a two-year deal. Same kind of thing.
I'm with you.
But, you know, I kind of like your idea of franchising him.
I think that's what's going to end up happening. Or they may franchise whichever one they decide to keep.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know which one they'll decide. But it definitely makes for an interesting story to watch in the offseason.
Yeah.
Actually, the more I think about it, Buffalo, like we were talking about them needing a quarterback, Sam Bradford's not an awful idea there.
No, and, you know, that's the thing. Can he stay healthy? And that's a fair question about all three. This is the first time Keenum's been able to get through a full season healthy. And, you know, because they did a good job of protecting him, but he's pretty small. He gets beat up a lot. It's one of the reasons why I think his development took as long as it has taken. It's just he hasn't been able to stay on the field. Here's another one. You'll have 39-year-old Josh McCown will be available.
I'd love him as a backup.
I would, too. I'd be okay with him as a backup.
In fact, I'd love him as a backup here.
Yeah, I like that. I don't want to see Tom Savage or T.J. Yates ever again.
No.
Unless you have something like this year where everybody
hurt. You know what? T.J. Yates is a serviceable third quarterback. Tom Savage is probably a serviceable third quarterback. I just don't know that here is the right place for it. It may be time for something new here.
Yeah, I let him go. And I look for a veteran like Josh McCown, I think somebody will pay Taylor, but Tyrod Taylor, or a guy like that to be my backup that's won some games in the league. But they didn't ask me.
And they won't.
No.
You guys see this Cameron Jordan thing about Cam Newton? During the week, they were calling each other names, and Cameron Jordan called Cam Newton, called him out for wearing like a grandma hat and a onesie, and then Newton offered Jordan some sauce and if he gave him his address. Well, Cam Jordan sent Cam Newton a bottle of wine. He said, who would I be if I don't follow through on my word? So he sent him a bottle of Jordan wine for the win, I guess.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he's trolled him.
That's nice of him. You think Cam Newton drinks that wine?
Well, he told him that it's a very, very good cab. So to the company that makes the wine.
All right.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series Championship forever with the incredible audiobook history earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99, narrated by Sportsman 94.1's own Charlie Polillo. Perfect for any Astros fan. Just go to historyearned.com, download your copy today. Also, you can go to GuyMediaPublishing.com and you can get a copy of Acing Racing 2016 in case you want to learn how some strategies for dogs or for Sam Houston, which is starting up on January 19th. And Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style, which still holds up very well. And people are still buying it. So there's that. All right.
I do want to point out, everybody's on Twitter is saying, why would you go for Alabama? I'm sick of Alabama, blah, blah. I'm not telling, like, I want them to win because I bet on them, but I don't care about Alabama or Georgia. And if being tired of someone were enough reason for them to lose a football game, I'd love to know about that. But I have never known that to be the case. So I'm
no fan of Alabama by any stretch. And I'm no fan of Nick Saban's, but I recognize greatness.
Yep. And it's hard not to with those guys. Yeah.
So
Darren Revelle says it's about an hour to get into the stadium as of 30 minutes ago.
Why?
I have no idea.
I wonder if they're going to push back the kickoff.
I doubt it.
Yeah, it's TV's more important.
TV matters, yeah.
Than the people who paid $2,000 for a ticket.
Exactly.
So
Mercedes-Benz closed a gate entrance for Donald Trump.
Oh.
So that's could be possibly
an entire gate?
Yes. That's via Darren Revelle.
Well, at least he'll be at the game.
Well, he's there. He's tweeting out like sandwiches and stuff.
He's not tweeting out about sports?
Got the tremendous seats.
No,
the seats
no.
are tremendous.
I was really hoping he'd pretend like he knows about sports.
Oh no, I meant Darren Revelle.
Okay.
I'm sure Trump's going to be there doing something.
I want him tweeting about sports. That's what I want, is tweets from Trump about sports. And just like everybody who gets mad at me and tells me to talk sports, I'm going to tweet at him and say, talk politics, bro.
Do you really want him to?
No, I don't. Yes.
People are getting angry. According to Mike Heiserman says, angry crowds, people throwing insults and punches.
Oh, that's awesome.
Meanwhile, inside the roof is leaking.
Oh, yeah. It's raining outside. And this tweet from this Andy Schulz, I don't know how to pronounce that name, but he tweeted out a video of them closing off a gate for an hour to Trump to get in. So Jeez. They closed down a gate so for an entire hour for Trump to get in there.
Mm. So people are standing outside in the rain for over an hour so Trump could get in.
Yeah, I mean, they could have been there longer, but they closed that gate off for an entire hour.
Mm. All right. We need to do a dumbass report today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Steve Cho, who's 27, is an American tourist. And he was in Thailand. And he reportedly overdosed on Viagra and decided to walk around the airport naked.
C-H-O?
C-H-O, yeah.
Uh-oh, he's one of mine.
Yes, he is.
One of yours.
I like to call him Stevie.
He was wandering through the departure hall, and he was destroying goods and yelling incoherently before throwing his own feces at staff and terrified members of the public. 27-year-old New Yorker was eventually stopped by 6 security guards and airport staff before being arrested. Onlooker Wani Ming said, "That was the scariest and most disgusting thing I've ever seen at an airport. I stayed away from the man in case he attacked anybody." But he's, this article's got pictures of him walking around butt naked in the airport.
Gross.
Oh, so, they wrapped him up in a towel, though, when they arrested him.
Thankfully.
Yeah, throwing his own poo on people.
Have you noticed how obsessed you are with poo stories?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Yeah.
I've got a long story here that maybe, it may need more time.
Do we have time?
Maybe like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
This may need more time than 2 minutes. It's an amateur porn star who tried to take a hit out on her boyfriend.
Oh.
Ooh.
We'll save that for
tomorrow. Yeah, let's save that for tomorrow. Because
instead, I'll tell you about David Worsley, who's 59. He caught African salmonella, a strain of the infection, which was confined to his genital area. It was when he was in Tunisia. His privates swelled to 10 times their normal size when he got home.
Not the Frank, right? The beans?
The beans.
Yeah.
His left testicle then burst when he was having a bath. His testicle exploded. He said, after the holiday, my testicle had swollen to the size of a grapefruit, and it was so heavy, it was like it was made of glass. The pain was so bad, I thought I was going to die. When it finally exploded, I felt fantastic. It was such a relief. The doctor said I was highly contagious and I wasn't allowed to sleep with my wife. I was walking around holding them all the time. It was so heavy. A few days later, I woke up at 5 a.m. with the most excruciating pain in my left testicle. I could barely move. I was in tears from agony. Then it literally went bang. When the doctor saw it later, she said that it was like a volcano exploding. But it was such a relief because the pain had been so bad.
What caused this?
Salmonella.
Oh.
It's definitely affected me psychologically. It's a big part of being a man that has gone. He's a security guard. Despite sickness and a high temperature, he claims a Tunisia rep, said he just had sunstroke. And said he had he spent 10 days in the hospital. The burst came after he was discharged, though. Said, this is one of the worst holidays from hell I've seen. That's what his lawyer said. And the Tunisian representatives are not commenting at this time because of the lawsuit. So, exploding testicle, never a good thing.
Don't go to Tunisia.
No.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
I know what to do.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.